COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grassage, the heartland of America. Find me anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IAmCannabisSativa, and you can find me on Twitter at IC. All right, I'm going to have a little bit of fun with this. Well, it's not a fun subject, but it's a bit more of a freeform brainstorm. We haven't done in a while, or at least one like this, where a full picture of my mugger. Here we go. Cannabis has been was in the American pharmacopoeia until 1942. States started banning it, now we have nearly 40 states for, like, in the 1800s, this was a very, very preparations, like cannabis tinctures, you know, preparations with other sort of painkiller, you know, and or cannabis or whatever. Like, cannabis was a very, very common medicine. But, you know, that all changed officially, you really started seeing a war against the plant full-blown in the 1930s with Henry Asslinger of FDR's administration. Lincoln linked the drug with black people in Mexico. It made them think that they were as good as created minorities raping white women. But we've had decades and decades, and I was just thinking something. Like, when America nationally legalizes or decriminalizes whatever, like, every single citizen, again, I mean, if you've lived for the past 90-something years or since we started really banning cannabis, your life could have been improved by keeping this as a medicine. All those decades that we said that, oh, we're gonna deny its medical value. We're going to deny all the nutritional benefits that we've gotten for decades in this country. We're going to bring it a screeching halt because we don't like black and Mexican people. So we have, and they use cannabis. So we have to go and throw that entire medical sort of plant under the bus because of racism. And because of racism, a lot of us could have benefited from cannabis and did it. Okay. Medical cannabis in California was legalized when I was 7 years old. Before that, for 7 years of my life, there were no states that had any medical cannabis. There are people having all these problems that they didn't even have to have. You know, having cancer and having to go through it with only pharmaceuticals, having to go through it in general, terrible. Think of that relative or that aunt, that uncle, that cousin, whatever, that could have benefited from having this over the decades. They could have possibly, your relative or somebody you know could possibly still be alive because they could have used this as a medicine. But again, we let racism and we let reefer madness and we let BS mentalities deprive all of us of this as a medicine. I think we all need to get a check. Because we were all deprived of it. Like, I mean, you look at the most generous medical cannabis state with either a doctor / nurse can recommend for any condition that they see fit, or a state with 24 medical cannabis conditions or so. Like, let's look at somewhere like Florida, for example, where you have a whole bunch and then you have a catch-all clause. I don't know if it's quite 20-something. Let me bear with me 1 second. I'm gonna dump. Okay, so I pulled it up. It seems like a close to a dozen or so. It's not like not the 20 that I thought that they had. But to illustrate our purposes a bit better in the time being, I also pulled up Mississippi. They're qualifying it, and they had like I think 22. So we'll read those 22. All right. So cancer, epilepsy, Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis. I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce that. So it's wasting syndrome or something like that. Post-traumatic stress disorder, positive HIV status, AIDS, chronic and debilitating pain. Again, I think almost everybody on the planet has had pain at some point, whether it's a sports injury, whether it's we went hiking and, you know, tweaked a shoulder or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we all at some point have experienced pain. So again, I mean, all of us would get some sort of check. I think every U.S. citizen would qualify. But again, some people are only going to get a little bit because, you know, their illnesses, could be managed with pharmacy just fine, just excellent, you know, if not a very debilitating problem. Just needs light medicine. So yeah, you're not going to get a lot of money. But if you or your relative had a disease and, you know, had a fatal disease and they could have benefited from having this as a medicine and they did it because of decades of racism and decades of reefer madness, then yes, that person's going to get a lot more, or you're going to get a lot. Let's continue. Amyotrophic lateral, glaucoma, dementia, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, sickle cell anemia, autism with aggressive or self-injurious behaviors, pain refractory to opioid management, spinal cord disease or severe spinal cord injury, intractable nausea, severe muscle spasticity. So again, all Americans are probably going to qualify and plan. I would imagine everyone will qualify, but again, some people are going to get very tiny checks. Some people are going to get very big checks. Some of the biggest ones on this list are probably going to get a larger check. The cancer patients are probably going to get larger checks. The epilepsy were probably going to get larger checks because, again, they were withheld from a helpful medicine for so long, and it could have saved their lives or it could have prolonged their lives. I mean, if they're dead, then they're obviously not receiving it. But again, I mean, if they're alive, I could have been alive longer or could have had less time treating the illness, then yes, they're going to get checks and they're going to get big ones, or their families are going to get big ones. But I do believe that when we federally legalize, we are going to have to cut everybody checks based on what I'm bringing up. We're going to have to make people whole for depriving them of a medicine that would have helped save a relative or help,
you know, improve their lives, treat an illness humanely and with dignity. We owe every American an apology for withholding this medicine for so flipping long. Heck, even in like the CBD state, it's with the 2018 Farm Bill, which again made CBD legal in most states. I mean, we can start the process now because CBD helps a lot of different things. But again, I don't want to keep this episode long, but I just wanted to look at an idea at an angle that I have not looked this idea. I've thought this idea for years, but I've never put it in episode form. But here we are. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, Castbox, Radio, iHeartRadio, other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCannabisTiva and on Twitter at @ICSTivaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389 and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.